It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. This morning's edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the 2019 Farm Futures Business Summit, farmfuturesummit.com. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander has this morning's report coming right up. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme for the upcoming Farm Futures Summit, scheduled for January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. You'll have the opportunity there, farmers, to learn from the industry's best experienced farm management and marketing authorities and panels of successful, innovative farmers. Yeah, this looks to be another challenging year for agriculture, and the Farm Futures Summit can help you be best positioned for all that might be coming your way. Farmers and ranchers from all over the country attend this skill-building conference to sharpen their business skills. A two-day conference, 18 idea-packed learning sessions, high-profile ag economist, farm business specialist, farmer panels. It's January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. Sign up by going to the website farmfuturesummit.com. Steve?
Thank you, Max. Let's begin in Iowa, where the state passed a law in 2012 making it illegal for someone to get a job on a farm for the purpose of spying, conducting an animal cruelty undercover investigation. And that's a tactic used by animal rights groups like PETA. Well, a federal judge in Des Moines decided that that law violates the constitutional right to free speech. What about the right to free food? In St. Louis, police issued tickets to two men for giving bologna sandwiches to the homeless. A city ordinance bars food prepared in a private home from being offered to the public, even to the homeless. Now, the two guys think that doesn't seem right, so they're suing the city to allow them to continue to feed the homeless food that they make at home. Mold is going to be disrupting life on campus at Indiana University next fall. Renovation work to prevent mold problems from returning to two residence halls will make over 2,000 beds unavailable. Foster and McNutt residence halls are involved. Mold was removed last fall, but those buildings are really old and the mechanical systems are likely to allow the mold to return. Another victim of the government shutdown is Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson. He was supposed to be the keynote speaker at a Missouri prayer breakfast, but he had to cancel because his agency can't pay for his travel during the shutdown. From the lost and found, a cat, Bandit, a two-year-old indoor-outdoor cat, went missing from suburban Detroit for 2 months until he showed up over 1,000 miles away in Florida. Judy Sanborn was shocked when she got a call in December from a pet hospital in Tampa saying they found her cat, identified through his microchip. How did he get all the way down there? Only he knows, but as humans suspect, he crawled inside a moving van. In Petersburg, Iowa last month, Will Fry bought the engine out of a 72 Oldsmobile to put into his 69 Olds. While he was working on it, he found a diamond-studded man's wedding ring in a pile of grease. Well, he called the family that he bought the engine from, and the former owner's daughter confirmed that the ring was her dad's. Petersburg resident Ray Schmecker says he figures that he lost the ring 45 years ago while helping a friend having car trouble along a road. He is 93 now. His wife, who bought him a replacement ring, is gone. He has no idea how the ring turned up in the engine of his old car, but he's sure glad to have both rings and the memories. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.